kinship. Now, my mother had a niece. Well, I'd done the same thing. That married one of my daddy's brothers. My wife, one of my older brothers, he's dead now, and she is too. His wife was an aunt of my wife.
So she was your...
My brother was my uncle.
Yeah.
By marriage, in a roundabout way, you see.
Yeah. You were both his brother and his... And his nephew-in-law. Now, you raise chickens, right? Where'd you keep your chickens?
Oh, I had a little old chicken house out there when I did raise chickens, but been 20 years long since I fooled with them.
When you wanted a hen to start laying, where would you, what would you put in the nest? Did you ever have them old eggs?
Nothing, let's just let them make a nest. I'd have a place up there for to build a nest. We nearly always leave what they call a nest egg in there of some sort.
Yeah, did you ever see them old eggs made out of?
Well, camphor eggs. We used to have camphor eggs. Used to have glass eggs. And
China eggs?
Yeah, China eggs and different kinds. One thing or another, we used some. Used them, those things like that on the counter. Lots of them would be laying on the ground or where dogs would get into them, you know, and dogs didn't eat those very much, but they'd eat the, if we left a regular egg in there, well, they'd eat that up, you know.
Yes, sir. Now, what would you carry water in?
What
do
you mean?
Things there?
How's that?
What's that thing there?
Well, here?
No, about right there. That's
old. Oh, here?
Yeah.
That's an electric ice cream freezer there.
Yeah. But did you ever have them old things you'd carry water in? Them old wooden?
Wooden buckets?
Yeah.
Cedar buckets? We've had, nearly always had a cedar bucket for our place, what we call a wash shelf, or out on the back porch.
Yes. Now, when you milked, what would you carry, what would you milk in?
Well, we'd have different size buckets, whatever we had. Sometimes we'd have milk buckets, it'd be large buckets, you know, that's emptied, you know, and cleaned up.
Lard came in a what? It came in a bucket?
8-pound buckets, 12-pound buckets, 10-pound buckets, and all such as that. Shortening, people call it shortening, you know.
Did you keep something maybe by where you were doing the, by you put the dishwater and all the stuff in from the table?
Yeah, we nearly always had a barrel or a slop bucket, what they call a slop bucket, and carried to the hogs.
And you
of course, it's against the law to do anything like that now, feed hogs slop and one thing or another. People catch all kind of diseases, you know.
Really?
Well, that's what the government claims. Well, it used to years ago, it'd be people do it for a profession. I know around Baton Rouge. Well, in other places, smaller towns too, but they'd go around and pick up the garbage from these hotels and things, and restaurants and all such as that, and raise hogs. But they got to where they stop them from that.
Now, you mentioned a frying pan. Did you ever see